Strange wonders appear amongst us every year, which makes Engle fear dreadful doomsday is near. All the world's up in arms, sounding fatal alarms. All ages and fates now to battle in swarms. In discord they contend, loving friend against friend. Such unnatural things brings a ruinous end. Let us pray this confusion may soon disappear, or we jointly may say dreadful doomsday is near. Can the crime be excused when a kindness is used and the most royal favors contemned and abused? Shall we liberty have, which we earnestly crave, and yet make it our study ourselves to enslave? If this we can do, and our crosses renew, then farewell to our freedom and liberty too. If this shall appear, we have reason to fear, nay, and jointly to say, dreadful doomsday is near. The nations all round in a war does abound, and there is little love or true loyalty found. Every watery flood now they mingle with blood. We may wish that our foes had been cropped in their bud. But alas, this in vain, still a war they maintain, and 'tis sad to consider what thousands are slain. For the sword does appear from the front to the rear, therefore well may we fear dreadful doomsday. Were we all of a mind, we might happiness find, but alas, we are subject to turn with the wind. Here's one is for Peter, another for Paul, a third is for Caesar, but God for us all. That our joys may increase, and our troubles all cease, and the war swallowed up in a flourishing peace. For while swords do appear from the front to the rear, we have reason to fear dreadful doomsday. Men's hearts, they are grown like the hard marble stone that has no sense of feeling, whate'er the like known. There's no pity at all, though thousands do fall, of renowned brave soldiers, stout, proper, and tall.
Conclude.
doomsday is near. Ambition is bold and will not be controlled, and the infinite charge of bright silver and gold. Desolation is made, towns and castles betrayed. When will this confusion and storm be allayed? Would all was agreed, for 'tis dreadful indeed when we think how the nations all round us do breed. Was it e'er so severe? We have reason to fear by the woeful effects dreadful doomsday is near. Poor widows complain that their husbands are slain. Likewise, fatherless infants feel sorrow and pain. For peace, let's contrive all our hearts to revive. For a war parts the dearest relations alive. There is fire and kill, taking prisoners still. This is dreadful confusion, go each way you will. Should it hold so severe, we have reason to fear by the woeful effects dreadful doomsday is near. By fancy we range, now methinks it is strange that we should be a people so subject to change. Like the weather and wind, by experience we find there is hardly two ages found both of one mind. Which I very well know is the cause of our woe. Wherefore let us honest and loyal also. And if thus we appear, then we need not to fear, and danger though doomsday be never so near. When peace we obtain in this nation again, then Strephon and Phyllis with flax on the plain shall have freedom of choice from the clamorous noise of the fire and sword which so many destroys. They shall then sit and sing like birds in the spring, with a consort of voices crying, God save the King, which is sweet to the ear and void of all fear. Likewise, love, although doomsday be never so